A je Blakely. A je Broughton. A je Openshaw. A je. Welcome everyone to the first Winter of Love, the 11-22 from Manchester, otherwise known as Rubbing It Red, at a Conference North Manchester. What this lot about is we went for the mix between people you want to go on a piss with and a picket line you wouldn't like to cross. And I think somewhere or other we've got that in a small way for 45 minutes. And the reason we're doing this is because whether we like it or not, we have an history of this football club of, and we've all seen at AGMs of the microphone being passed down and passed down, and then two people on the end answered all the questions with an apparently passionate way and a passionate thoughts, and we all went, we'll never do that. Oh, I'm not that clever enough. Or we'll leave it to them. And look where that got us. So we've gone for a 1976 lesser free trade all where the crowd goes, I could have said that. I could have done that. And I was going to introduce them all, but there's millions of them there now. So I don't actually know, but I've got you know what? I'm going to hang you over to Barmy Mike. And you think I talk bad. As we said earlier on today, Barmy Mike talks like a part-drived up urban fox being endoscoped by a Honda 50. Wait till you hear his voice.
Good evening. Welcome to FC United. No, only joking there. Rob ragged me up a couple of weeks ago and he said, can you compare this event? Or he said something about compare. But anyway, on with proceedings. Because I don't really know what I'm meant to do. But shall I hand it over to Swampy, a man of class? He's last. So who am I passing it on to, Rob?
Just lovely, because a couple of people have... This is Miggs from Muddutters Media Express for an outside opinion of where we are. Because Muddutters Media Express is by far and away the best fanzine out there, far better than we ever done. And he's going to do an outsider's view, if you like. I'd hand over to Miggs first, if he wants to speak, and how he sees us in the football movement. Thank you, Miggs.
Morning. Some of you undoubtedly wondering what I'm doing here as an outsider. I can't claim to be an FC fan, but at the Muddutters, we've always had a bit of a relationship with the lads who started the club and who've taken on, particularly the likes of Rob. Talks in riddles constantly, so I've got to keep asking him what he's on about, but we do get there in the end. As an outsider looking here now and all the crap that's gone on over the last few years with the club, I can't claim to know all the details because I'm not that involved where I see all that. But what I do see is a club that's got a big heart, and a solid foundation. And the thing for you lot to do, and those of us on the outside who want to get involved, is to make sure that this club doesn't die. I know big steps have been taken in the last few months to try and put right what went wrong. There may be people here that don't agree with those steps. I suspect most of you, if not all of you, certainly do. But from the outside, what the rest of the football world sees with FC United is something that you can be proud of, that we can all be proud of. I've been a socialist since I was 15 years old. Lost my first job because I tried to form a union in that company. And they binned me for it. So I know exactly what you're going through and what you're trying to do. The problem you've got is not everybody thinks that way, but you can't let that deter you. You can't let Tories coming on the pitch for a photo op or whatever else has gone on here to set back what you've done over the last, 12 years now? What went on at Man United, don't let that happen here where people that take over the club then do what they want with it. It's a members club owned by you people. I've been a member myself on and off for donkey's years. Sometimes I forget to renew, but when I do remember, I still put my tenner in every year. And that's what you've got to do. From the outside, this is something to be proud of. You've got a flag on the wall for St. Pauli. Okay, they've got problems there themselves. They're not perfect. You can never expect it to be everything you want it to be. But what you can do is mould it as close as you possibly can to that vision that it started with and that it needs to end with. This club should be and isn't going anywhere in terms of its existence. It's going places in football terms because this season, even better than what you've had in previous years. But nonetheless, it all comes down to you, what you do, what the rest of the people out there do. We at the Muddutters fanzine, we've been fighting just for being Wigan fans our entire lives. People don't like us at Wigan. They laugh at us for having empty seats. They laugh at us for whatever reason they can do. But you know what? F*** them. It's not about them, it's about us. In the same way that FC United is about you. It's not about anybody else. So whatever happens from here going forward, make sure you stick it to them that don't want you here. It's about you. It's about this club. It's about the people that run it. It's about the people that formed it. And it's about your kids, your grandkids, and in 50, 60, 70 years, there's still a club here, hopefully in the Football League, but who knows? And you know what? Who cares? Wouldn't bother me if I never saw another Premier League game again. And I spent 8 years watching it. Mainly because we got dicked every week, but that's besides the point. Last year in League One, we had a fantastic time. This year, not so great. Not about that. Very often, I go home, my missus says to me, how have you gone on? And I said, we've lost. How did they play? No idea, because I talked to my mate all the way through it, the lads behind us, because that's what football's about. It's not about winning cups, although I will add that we did win the cup a few years ago. It's not about that. It's about being a club. It's about being this social situation that you're in, that we're all in, and that we take forward. Not just you, every club should be doing that. Unfortunately, they choose not to. This is different. FC United is different to new football. We know what new football and new football fans are. We know what Sky's done to football. That's not what this is about. And you need to make sure you preserve that vision that it started with and the intent. This is a political club. Whether people like it or not, it was formed out of a political situation. It is a political club. That doesn't mean you don't make compromises from time to time, because that's what good politics is. But the fact is, this is a political club and needs to carry on that way. Don't let it go away, because we'd all miss you terribly. We really would. I come the odd game. I don't come a lot, because I'm generally here, there and everywhere. But I do try and come to the odd game. It's a fantastic facility. It's your own ground. There are clubs in the Football League that don't even have that luxury. And the fact that you've got it fan-owned, as it is, and nobody's hopefully making decisions without the best interests of the club at heart, then all it can do is go forward, and it needs to. So carry on doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing for as long as you can, and don't let anybody take it off you. Thank you.
I pass you on to Boomer.
I guess the clue's in the name, Football Club United. So we need to start thinking back to the original principles about why we were set up, and that was around a football club with a social conscience. And, you know, it's absolutely embarrassing, again, that we're having to bucket shake, because it's not a good advertisement that football supporters can run a football club. But a football club's a pretty simple model. You've got fairly predictable earnings coming in. You know broadly how many people are going to come. You know where your income's going to be. You know what facilities you've got and what you can sell. And I just can't believe that even in this room, never mind the wider membership, we haven't got the talent to run a football club with a social conscience. I think absolutely we have. And I think we've had a cultural issue for the last few years. And it's been a culture of secrecy, not reaching out for help, not disclosing information to the members. And yes, we are responsible in a way in that we should have been scrutinising more. And I think that's happening now. But I have no doubt that this simple model that a football club can be, we can run it. And I think now we've got more capability, in my view, when I assess it, on the board than we've had for a long time. And I think in terms of the sort of staff through Damien and others that we're bringing in, if we bring the right staff, so if we're going to pay wages, you know, we've got to have people that have got the skills to do the job. And I don't doubt in the past that we've had people with will and who are hardworking. But if we're going to pay, then responsibilities as members is we've got to have people that have got the skills to do those roles we're paying for. So I think we get our costs under control, which is pretty difficult and unpopular. But the reality is it's not difficult, because if we don't do it, we don't have this anymore. So we're sensibly, intelligently, and treating people with dignity. We run that process, and that has to remain highly confidential. But if we get those things in place, we have the right competent people that we scrutinise as members, this club's got a bright future. But being no doubt, it's in a fairly desperate situation. I think we're all clear of that. And I think there's a few things that need to happen. So number one, we've got the overdraft approved now to take us through to May. By that time, if the members approve it, then we will raise monies through advanced season ticket sales. And some of that might be a special, say, three-year season ticket. And that will be aimed at people that have perhaps got a little bit more money in their pocket, or who are sympathetic to the aims of the club. So they're almost like a benefactor. So a small number, maybe 200 people that can pay a reasonable sum of money, which then sorts out the working capital for the club for the next 18 months, 2 years, so we're not worried day by day. Now, there's some risk in doing that, but it's a risk worth taking. Now, what that then enables is a period of time for Damien Chadwick and team to start selling his function room to people that want it. So for a fair price, we use our facilities. You know, sponsors that want to work with us because they see good in the club, that we engage with them, that we properly engage with the council, that we properly build a relationship with the local community, because that's been a big missing thing. We have not done that. They don't understand what we're about. Nobody's reached out properly with them, and that's starting to happen today. Dave, I don't know if there's something in the programme. Yeah, there's a small piece in the programme today, and it's someone talking about, you know, from a Moston perspective, what it feels like us coming to Moston, and they feel a bit excluded, and it'll be a perception issue, but how do we reach out and work and properly partner with it? So we have properly got to reach out as a club and be welcoming and discuss things. So much goodwill, as you mentioned, there's so much goodwill for this club still, and this is why today's really good, because hopefully it starts rebuilding trust around people who can work together and give this, in the first instance, save this club, but more importantly, make sure it flourishes for future generations. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Nick. I think Mr. Soulsley, you're going to say a few words there? You've got enough timber on you to say it.
Follow that. Those of you who see my Facebook profile photographs will be disappointed. Nice to see people. I've not been for quite a while because I lost my ma about 18 months ago, and my dad, he had a stroke a bit after. He's all right now. Lives in Llandudno, and I'm up there at weekends. So I haven't connected with a lot of people. I certainly didn't know Swampy had got his peerage. And now we're even rubbing shoulders with David Tennant. All right. I do miss this place. I mean, I live right next to Old Trafford. It's hard for me. I mean, those first few years, it was a roller coaster. It brought back the 70s and the 80s for me. And when you see it now, modern football, it does make... I still love United, big United. We all probably do in some way. But I can't cope with a lot of the corporate side of it. So what I'd like to say is it's great to be back for me personally. To reconnect with all my mates and my comrades as well, you know what I mean? The fella was saying about the function room, well, I will book it definitely for my 40th, right? Right. But I'd like to end on I've got a lot to say, but I just finished with a little bit of a gag, if that's all right, and maybe another one, but anyway. I'm working over in Arpere, and I was doing a survey in the house, old Irish couple, he's heard it. Love the old Irish couple. I'm doing this survey and have to go what windows they've got, things like that. And I said, what boil have you got? Is it a Protestant? He said, no, I'm a Catholic. Protestant. I'm a Catholic. better leave it at that then, haven't I?
Yeah, that was a valiant effort, Steve. going to pass you over to someone now who was very involved at the start of the club. Not the nicest looking secretary ever, but Mr. Zensar.
I'm glad I'm following Steve. I'll keep it short because I've not really been that involved over the last few years. But what I will say is I think the people who are looking at what's happened to the club since the Benfica game probably, and all the issues that we've had, I think it's probably time to start feeling a bit more positive about things. You look at the work that the new board's doing, and I think they're having a really difficult time, but it seems like they're getting a real grip on things. I've been very impressed with what I've seen from Damien, and I think that's been an excellent appointment. I think we have to accept that there are going to be some people who just are unhappy about what's happened and don't want to see anything positive and are just going to be waiting to jump on anything and put a negative spin on it, but really, ignore it. We have to look at how we move forward, and I think we're going in the right direction. There's no doubt that it is still financially a critical time for us, but I don't think it's at a point where we give up and we think it's not going to come round. We've got every faith that things will get better, and I think as supporters and as members, we need to do everything we can now to probably just ignore the naysayers and focus on what we can do, be it attending games, buying merchandise. You know, if you know people who are looking to have a do, you can put them towards the function room. You can look to people you think might want to sponsor the club. All the different things that we can do to try and bring money in, try and support the new board, and try and make sure we go forward, because, as has been said, it'd be an absolute tragedy if this club falls apart, and I really don't think we're going to. So let's try and stay positive, and let's just try and focus on the good things that we can do to really help the new board and the new management to bring the club forward properly.
Thanks for that, Luke. Couldn't agree more. We need to move forward, forget the past. Mr. Swampy, you want to have a few says?
Why not, sir? I've been involved with the club from day one, and part of the radio team. And I think, as a football club, the radio has been very, very important from the very early days. And we started off just a few people running radio just for the benefit of those fans that couldn't attend games, those fans that were further afield. And the one thing we had in common, we were all red, we were all comrades, we were all on the left. Just by accident, it wasn't a question of we all came together and went, you were red, or you were a card-carrying member of the Labour Party? None of that. It was basically we all had an idea and an understanding of what we wanted to do going forward. And the radio's grown organically in the last 10 years, like the club has. The one thing that we've always believed in with the radio, and I think the club as well, is that we're independent. Independent in the sense that we can say what we believe, we can talk openly and honestly, we have to be accountable, and for me, that's one of the things that's been lacking for a long, long time in this football club. Open honesty. Never be afraid. During the campaign with the No campaign, I said, we don't have to hide everything. We can tell people things that are going on at the football club, what we propose to do and how we're going to move forward. Because when you keep things secret, even if it's a very, very small thing, it grows and grows and grows. And the people that are against you, straight away, pick up on it, use it to their advantage. We've seen local councillors, independent councillors that have been against us. We've seen people that you would never think to be against you have come against you. And for me, I've always said, don't be afraid of telling the truth. If it's bad news, you tell it. If it's good news, you tell it. But let people know what's going on. As Luke quite rightly says, we've got to move forward now. But there was nothing wrong with having a chimney in here and all those things. It was a beautiful idea, and beautiful ideas can come to fruition. But at the same time, we're a football club that has been in financial difficulties, and we've got to make sure going forward we can come together in unison. I think that 4:30 message yesterday actually brought a lot of people together. A lot of people that actually we wouldn't necessarily stand toe-to-toe with, have a beer with in a bar, but you could see on social media yesterday that actually had a negative effect. So if we can use it, there's people I saw yesterday on their message board saying, I wasn't even going to go, I'm going tomorrow. And I think that's going to bring us together. This room is the epitome, I suppose, in a lot of ways of what the club's about. It's alternative, it's different, it has poetry, it has, you know, we've had belly dancers, we've had thrash music, we've got a great band on today. And in that respect, we're just going to move forward, be positive, stay positive, and together we'll actually get this right. We're a members-owned football club, and, you know, I've stopped taking money out of my pocket and giving it to the club for a little while now, because I wasn't sure where he was going or what he was going for. But we move on from that. And there's enough talent in here, and I think you're right, there's a lot of people with lots of experience. Experience that should have been used 5 years ago when this club was being, the ground was being looked at. Use that expertise, move forward, and basically, that is the message, it's moving forward. So, viva the revolution.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Few words? Mr. Weatherman, as he's affectionately known.
Right, I'm reading this on behalf of German Helmet Ed. He's not German, but he is a bit of a helmet. And he lives in Germany, so. He's done basically like a United We Stand style, which are five things. And it's called, can't meet up next weekend because. We can't meet up next weekend because we're at the christening of my cousin-in-law. I promised we'd go to the Trafford Centre. I've got to go paintballing with colleagues as part of some ill-founded team-building initiative. We've booked a European city break based on tips found in a copy of an EasyJet in-flight magazine, Jesus goes on this, and have thus subjected ourselves to a rigorous schedule of boutique hotels, pop-up stores and heavily advertised but apparently super-secret speakeasy-style cocktail bars in vibrant inner-city neighbourhoods, now referred to as quarters. I've joined a religious cult and I'm off to spend a weekend in North Wales with a particularly creepy leader and his wandering hands. Try and organise meeting up with friends on a weekend and you will generally hear all these things and rarely be able to find a date free within the approaching few months. Strangely with football, it always seems to work differently. With little fuss, a day out with your best friends is sorted. No discussion over time of day, where to go or what to do. It's often been marked in the calendar since late summer and never since been called into question. In other words, FC brings us together. Whilst FC might have recently been more commonly associated with feuding and fighting, over the last 11 years, it's been the focal point of many people's relationships. In fact, a lot of people in this room may even have only got to know each other through FC. For all the bitter blows of the last few years, from seemingly having to play away in the East Midlands every other Saturday, to massive hidden debts, smoggies barricading themselves in unofficial Twitter or expensive cabins, you are all still sitting here in this room. Something about the place doesn't let us let go. The first signs of a fresh start have appeared recently, and we need to use that as an inspiration. Cast off the fatigue at Third Sector Hub news briefings, bask in the pride of those moments when our club does something so different or kind that we briefly stand out from normal football culture, even embrace the at times awkward and polished nature of our fan scene as a whole. We've already established that we can't let go, so the only option we have left is to save it. It's still ours to be had. And Ed finishes, because he's a bit gimpy, by saying, FCUMOK. And that's German Helmet Ed, everyone.
Mr. Bergen, esteemed programme editor. I'll let you have a few words, or you can show pictures if you want.
Sorry, I'll just have a couple of words. Quite an inspiring sight looking around today, to be honest, because I was one of the people a few years ago that could have walked away before the Benfica event happened. I just think it's a great sight looking around today. There's a lot of good faces I've not seen for a long time, and hopefully this can be the start of something very special again, where we do get our club back and we all work together again for the good of the club. And that's all I've got to say, really.
Hello, I'm Paul, I'm part of the comms team. And I just want to share some of the things that have happened over the last 9 months. Now, a lot of people who are involved in the comms have been doing it for a long, long time. So forget this old regime, new regime. It's people who've been doing it for a long time. These two here, Swampy, Ben, Paul Walsh, who does our Facebook page, Josh and the team with FCU, Dave with the programme, etc. So there's a lot of people that have been involved a long time. But there's been a massive shift in the last 9 months of how we've worked. Prior to that, we sort of all worked as individual people and we reported up and some ideas were took on board and some weren't. The key difference since last May is that everyone in the comms team now is working together as a team. We speak to each other every day, every week, on text, email, etc. And we're now starting to share ideas across the board. And I just want to say massive thanks as well to George Baker and Adam Wood. He's been absolutely fantastic as well from the board. I just want to point out, if anyone has got any comments, ways that we can improve our comms, please, please, please come and speak to us. Don't go on the forums, don't do that. Come and speak to us and we'll improve it. If we need to improve the programme, the pink, etc., etc., speak to us. It's your club and it's what you want. The same has happened, what happened, the comms stuff has happened across the club. Individual pockets of groups have sort of formed and we've not really spoke to each other. There's a lot of people in this line here. I know the faces, but I've never spoke to them until about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I think everyone in this room now just needs to get together, share ideas, share thoughts. We've got the general meeting going to come up soon, so we need to speak together, we need to work together, move on from there. So again, any comments, anything that you want to see improving, just come and speak to us. Cheers, thank you.
Thank you. With some giddies here who have great flags, make some great atmosphere. If they want to say a few words, I'm sure, or they've all gone quiet, they can probably only sing or do it on a big flag. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Baz. My actual name's not Baz. It's a long story. Actually, it's not that long. I'll explain it. A board member, you might know him, Nathan. Quite lazy with remembering names. What's your name again? Where are you from? Bahrain. Where's that? Middle East. Yeah, I'll call you Bahrain. So they called me Bahrain. Then a month later, he realised, oh yeah, that might be a bit mean, you know. We'll call you Baz instead, it'll be all right. But yeah, I think this club is bizarre, honestly. I only heard about, 2014? I just started listening to Swampy on the radio every week in the Middle East. It was just one of those things. I had to explain to my mates, what are you doing 3 p.m? Oh, I'm just going to listen to the radio, mate. What about? Oh, it's just a team. It's like the 7th division of English football. And they just went, what? And that's what it is. FC, just so many moments. I just keep going, what is going on? And it's lovely. Honestly, this is a what? Just look at all the flags. It's a madness. It's fantastic, though. Cabbage, they're playing today. That band's a what? And they just belong, Ryan. This club and this stadium's been built by members, fully funded by. That's a what in itself. You got to think about that sort of thing. And I think people take this club for granted too often. And the membership granted too often. This is just a massive extension of what Manchester's all about. It's a fantastic culture we have here. And we should not take that for granted. Doesn't mean walking off and being a bit lazy about it. Oh yeah, I went to the football. That's all right. No, be a bit more involved in your club. We just make flags, but that's our bit, you know. So everyone does their bit. He does the radio. He does the television, you know. Do your bit. Doesn't have to be that massive. Because that's all this club's about. Small bits by lots of people making this massive stadium. Don't take it for granted.
Thanks. Thank you, Baz. We've got a lady, I can't remember her name, she just told me a minute ago.
Great, isn't it? I'll just start by saying I didn't want to do this, that's all right. I have been in and around FC, I started in 2005. I suppose I'm here, I was asked, and that was nice, because that means you still feel included, and I think that's a good thing. I think that's what this is about. And it is about opening arms, like Rob's fond of saying, and making everybody feel welcome. I've been in and out. I think this is only the second time I've been at Broadhurst Park. I got lost on the way here today, and I asked a man on the way up how I got there, where was Lightbound Road, and he said, and I said, where's Broadhurst Park? And he said, if you go down Lightbound Road, he said, and it's all there. He said, there's some on the left and there's some on the right. I thought, right, that's fine, we know that. He said, but the bit on the left, that's FC United. He said, but the bit on the right, that's what everyone can use. And I thought, well, that's an indication of some of the problem, I think, with being here. I'll be honest, because again, Rob said, we're here to be positive. And I said, are you sure you want me? Because that's not my strong suit, being positive. I don't feel comfortable in Broadhurst Park. It feels a bit odd. And I coming out of United in 2005, that hurt. Following a lot of people here who I used to sit with at Old Trafford and then seeing what they did, that hurt. Seeing what's gone on in the last couple of years and also the last 24 hours, that hurts. So I'm one of those people who still feels quite hurt, I think, by what's going on. But I like to think still that everybody here's heart is in the right place, and if that's where we get the positivity from, then I'm in.
Thank you, Sarah, Julie, Joanne. I don't know who else is going to speak. I might as well say a few words. I'm normally pretty shy, quiet, reserved. You'll never hear me. Fat, not fat out, luckily. No, for me, I didn't started FC about January of the first season, so 2006. And I think took me older lad and I met Tilsley in the Waterloo. And I thought, right, what great, walked down to the ground. And it was like going back to United how it was before money took over, whatever it was. Fans or people having little groups. FC United at that time was brilliant, and I'm sure everyone can imagine that was first 5 years. They say if you was there, you can't remember it, or something like that. Last 2-3 years since we've got the ground, it's like a big black hole. Everything's gone wrong, or certain things have gone wrong. Yeah, lots of people are to blame for it. We just have to stop all that now, move on. This is our club. If we don't, if we keep the infighting or whatever, we won't have a club. And I'm not going B&Q every bloody Saturday. Thank you. Curzel Jay would like to say a few words.
Oh, I've just passed it again. That's the downfall for everyone, isn't it? I'm just interested in what you said about people at Moston. I've got a cafe at Boggart Old Clough, and it all came about because of FC United about 3 or 4 years ago. And the reports were initially that FC United were getting free slave labour to run a community cafeteria on behalf of the council, which was complete nonsense. It was myself running it, and I've been there for 3 years now. But when I first went there, there was quite a lot. Well, in fact, there was a huge amount of people that were massively against FC United. Primarily people in the 50s and 60s were part of walking groups, and they come in, and what I did was totally opposite to what I normally would do. I welcomed them, I was very, very polite with them, and I explained things about FC United of Manchester, about the ground, about what we were doing here. I've worked in this area for about, through FC United as a community football coach for about 8 years. So I worked at the minors, worked in local schools, and the vibe was very, very good. Because when we came to this Moston area, there was obviously a lot of people against the football club. But 3 years on, me being at the camp, all those people that actually despised FC, two of them are season ticket holders here now, and 7 to 8 of them actually go to the game regularly. They're all in the 50s and 60s, some in the 70s. In fact, we've got one guy who's 83 years of age that comes here, brings his grandchildren. So we can change things for the better from the outside. So we can certainly change things from the inside. You know, as we sort of said there, there's been a lot of infighting. There's a lot of groups that have, you know, have been fighting against each other. And the battle really is somewhere that we need to just move forward as a football club. We need to make sure that we're all together as one. We're still going to argue. We're still going to have, you know, disagreements and fallout. But it's how we go forward and how we deal with them. And as I say earlier on, it's about openness and accountability. And if we're truthful to the membership, if we're not scared of telling people hard truths and hard facts, which I think Luke's already mentioned earlier on, we've had to do that this season with the financial side of things. If we'd known that 2 years ago, we wouldn't be where we are now. We would have all come together. And it is hard. Once you make a mistake, I understand it's hard. But the facts are that we need to come together. We need to work together. Let's not have another situation where we don't tell the membership. Let's be open, let people know about what's going on, and let's move forward as a group together, and let's have a great, great afternoon here, because obviously we've got a game of football, and that is what it's about. FC United of Manchester, as you said, it's, you know, the clue's in the name. We're a football club first and foremost. We've got great community spirit. We've got great people at the football club. Let's beat Salford today, and let's move forward and have a good afternoon, and let's keep the red flag flying high.
Hiya, I'm Maxine Peake, and you're listening to the wonderful FC United Radio.